With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. A Grand Court judge has dismissed a two-count indictment against Sandra Hill of Cayman Marlroad, who had been accused of blackmail and obstructing the course of justice. The charges stemmed from a civil dispute involving businessman John Felder. Earlier today, Justice the Honorable Emma Peters delivered her ruling on two legal challenges raised by the defense. The first argued that the proceedings against Ms. Hill amounted to an abuse of process, a claim the judge rejected. The second submission contended that the Crown's case amounted to no case to answer. Justice Peters ruled that when considered in context of a previous Grand Court decision, a jury could not properly be directed to determine guilt. She therefore instructed the jury to return not guilty verdicts on both counts. The judge told jurors it had been appropriate for the Director of Public Prosecution's Office to bring the case, noting that Crown Prosecutor Martin Mulgrew had represented the office well and approached the matter with professionalism. However, she said the Crown was ultimately constrained by its evidence before the court. The court found that the language used by Ms. Hill in her email appeared to be, quote, couched in threatening language and tone. However, Justice Peters noted that the documents referenced were legitimate and that Mr. Felder had never challenged their legality, only alleging that those involved in creating them had acted dishonestly. Nevertheless, the court ruled that when taken into context of a previous Grand Court's ruling encouraging attempts of an out-of-court settlement, Ms. Hill's email did not amount to a threat of blackmail. The jury was subsequently discharged and the latest case against Ms. Hill falls away. In other court news, a man accused of multiple sexual offences against a 14-year-old child has had his case sent to the Grand Court. The identity of the complainant is being withheld for protection. Joseph Anthony Thomas has been charged with rape, assault by penetration, and two counts of sexual communication with a child. He's not yet entered any pleas. The matter has been transferred to the Grand Court, where Mr. Thomas will make his first Grand Court appearance on the 17th of April. He remains on bail with strict conditions, including twice weekly reporting to the Bodentown Police Station, no contact with the complainant, and a ban on attending communal religious settings where the child may be present. To the summary court, Sanjay Wright has been remanded into custody after being charged with overstaying in the Cayman Islands for a period of a year. He made his initial appearance in the summary court today, where the court heard that additional charges beyond the overstaying offence are already in the pipeline. The nature of those charges have not yet been disclosed. Mr. Wright has been remanded to HMP Northward pending a future court date. The overstaying charge alleges that he remained in the Cayman Islands between the 13th of January 2025 and the 5th of April in contravention of Section 1051 of the Customs and Border Control Act. A 25-year-old Bodentown man has been arrested and charged with robbery following an incident at Harbour Walk on Friday, the 27th of March. He appeared in court on Thursday, the 2nd of April, and was granted bail while the case progresses. The charge stems from a robbery reported just before 10 p.m. when a man leaving a gym was approached by someone asking for help with a flat tire. After being led to a secluded area, the victim was assaulted and had a gold chain taken from his neck. He fled when a second man appeared. His injuries were minor and did not require immediate treatment. Police recovered physical evidence at the scene and has issued a description of the primary suspect. He is described as brown complexioned, medium height, athletic with a low cut hair. Superintendent Seals is reminding the public to stay alert at night and avoid isolated areas when approached by strangers. Information can be provided to the Georgetown Police Station or through Crime Stoppers. In other local news, education officials say Creek and Spot Bay Primary in Cayman Brac offer a close-up look at how the system is supporting students with a wide range of needs in a small school setting. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
When Education Minister the Honorable Rolston Anglin walked onto the Creek and Spot Bay Primary compound to celebrate its good schools achievement, his message was that a small enrollment does not mean simple needs.
While a lot of people look on and think that because Cayman Brac and Little Cayman are so small, that they are without challenges. These schools have all the same challenges of any school in Grand Cayman, any school in any system. And so they have special and additional education needs like everywhere else.
And to respond to those needs, the school leans heavily on specialist support around the teaching staff.
The work of the support staff, the education psychologists, the school counselors, the occupational therapists, it is about all of them coming together. And that's what's made this moment so memorable, is this is a true team effort to get here.
Cayman Brac West and Little Cayman MP, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, who just so happened to have attended Spot Bay Primary, says that support sits alongside a deliberate push to root learning in Caymanian life.
In every classroom, we saw a section that had on display artifacts, symbols, our national symbols, and just pure education on our culture and heritage to ensure that every year group has that continued education.
Mr. DaCosta says that mix struck him most when he stepped back into his old primary school. He describes corridors lined with core subject work, sitting side by side with creative and cultural projects.
Just walking through the halls of that school, the classrooms, interacting with the teachers there now and the students was very inspiring to see all of the work that they are doing. Not only the written work, the typical math and science and English, but the extracurricular activities that they're doing as well, and recognizing our culture and our heritage in every single classroom.
And an attitude of welcome.
As soon as we walked into the reception class at Creek and Spot Bay Primary School, the students welcomed us with a song and then crowned us each with our own medal. And we walked around the entire school with that, showing our pride in that school and making them feel happy as well.
Creek and Spot Bay's most recent Office of Education Standards report shows the school now meeting the overall good benchmark. The Minister for Education says the focus on specialist support, culture, and community partnership will be key as Sister Island schools continue to push for even stronger outcomes. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. The Ministry of Education is urging parents and residents on all three islands to stay involved with their local schools as new inclusion initiatives and improvement plan continues. Finally, to commemorate its 25th anniversary, the Caribbean Haven Rehabilitation Center has received 47 native, medicinal, and fruit tree plants on its Bodentown property. The initiative forms part of the Ministry of Health, Environment, and Sustainability's National Tree Planting Program. Health Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes, says the planting represents renewal and resilience, values central to the center's work. The tree includes endangered and culturally significant species, as well as fruit-bearing varieties. Center residents and staff will maintain the trees as a part of the ongoing rehabilitation activities. Clinical supervisor Kimberly Forbes said the project reflects the nurturing required in recovery, offering a visible reminder of growth and progress. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.